Good morning, and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station, as we always do, for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is a host of guests who are all working toward a strong common goal for Fairfield County, and that's workforce development. My guests are Bob Clark from Fairfield County, Ron Cullums from OUL, and Kelly Fuller from Eastland Fairfield. Bob, if you would get us started this morning on the initiative that you are working with to pull workforce development in that new direction to address the skills gap that we continuously hear about.
Sure. Thank you, Linda. It's one thing that we keep hearing over and over from employers is that they're having a tough time finding skilled workforce, people that are trained to come in and do their job and stay drug-free, have the skills and things like that. And more we go to economic development forums, this is a nationwide problem. We're trying to do our best here in Fairfield County to address it here locally. And so the alliance came together. The Fairfield 33 Development Alliance, as a private partner, nonprofit, public entity, came together to form an alliance workforce development committee. And we thought bringing in Ohio University Lancaster, Eastland Fairfield Career Center, Lancaster City Schools, and the Fairfield Educational Service Center together to see what we could do collectively to bring the partnership maybe a little bit stronger and in collaboration so that when we go after grants and things like that, we work at things together and we find out what everybody's kind of doing so maybe we're not repeating so much and offering a broader range of programs. Maybe there's something out there that nobody's doing that we need and things like that. So that's what we're working on. We brought the education community together. Our next step is to bring the business community kind of into this group as well to figure out what their needs are in locally here in Fairfield County in training and what kind of skills locally they need to have their workforce ready to go. And maybe it's some retraining things and maybe it's training new employees, getting kids from the middle school, high school into these career tech program types that we keep hearing that the skill shortage is at. So That's what we're
That's that
doing.
Broad overview, and for sure what we hear from site selectors as we go out and promote Fairfield County, the number one item of importance is that workforce development. So Kelly, if you could share how Eastland Fairfield is working toward this and what they're looking at.
Absolutely. My role at the Career Center is Business Partnership Coordinator, and that position was created a little over a year and a half ago specifically to connect to the business community in a more structured, formal way beyond our advisory committee setups that we have. So in my conversations with businesses locally, we're finding, just as Bob has mentioned, a huge skill gap, a huge need for trained, skilled, certified workers in things like manufacturing, whether it's advanced or light manufacturing, construction. So as a career center, we're happy to be participating along with the Fairfield County, the 33 Alliance, in order to work together as a group to figure out how we can best address those needs, whether it's building new space, which is something that's under consideration at the Fairfield site on Coon Path Road, to house manufacturing, things like CNC, welding. We know those are huge huge gap here locally and in the Central Ohio area for those types of skill sets. So I think we're totally invested in looking at how we can best serve the business community and also work with our partners at Lancaster City Schools, at the Service Center, and with Ron's group at OUL.
Right. And I think what everybody needs to realize is that the manufacturing face of the 21st century is skills and learning and knowledge beyond K through 12. A lot of what we're hearing now is K through 13. So Ron, if you could pick up and add to this on how OUL is looking at addressing the same issues.
Yes. Well, as others have said, we're kind of in transition also. We have new instructors and we have some new equipment. And we're kind of turning the page from the past to looking more to the future. Obviously, that transition is not complete. And we're still looking at cooperating with this group and see what we can do and tailor our programs. I mean, we have some programs in place that are manufacturing related. We want to make them a little more engineering based, but we're there, we're participating, and trying to improve along with other schools.
Well, and what I've been reading, and what I'm sure our listeners and the business community have been reading, is that manufacturing has a different face. It's not the manufacturing of 40 and 50 years ago. It's not the manufacturing that went overseas. What's coming back, I think, has a lot of robotics involved, and that does not replace people necessarily, because those robotics need that attention as we move forward. And robotics is a buzzword. Anybody want to jump in and help me understand a little bit more about how that's being used?
Well, I can tell you something that I saw, and I might disagree just a little bit of something you said, that without a skill, it's tough to get into manufacturing now. And before, you maybe had a high school degree, maybe you didn't, and you were able to work in manufacturing. Well, I saw a machine basically carrying steel across the plant, and it replaced probably a couple of people that normally would do that. This was an automated robot carrying a lot of heavy steel across the facility. And I saw this in 1998. So 16 years ago, manufacturing was dabbling in using machines and fewer people. And what used to be someone, maybe a high school graduate, that was carrying steel across the plant, now there's a machine to do that you know, does not have a back problem and insurance issues and all those things. So really, you do need some sort of skill to work in manufacturing today. And yes, the machinery does need attention, does need programming, repairing, et cetera. And, but it's not the same old manufacturing as some people think of.
I agree. It is definitely different. And I think one of the things we need to address is not only the education that we give students, but it's getting the students to the table. So how are we working toward some of that?
I guess I would take that one, Linda. I think you hit the nail on the head, especially when it comes to young people and their career choices. And at the Career Center, what we've done is we've hired an individual to work specifically with our middle school students and our 16 feeder high schools, which include all the county schools in Fairfield, save Lancaster City. So we're trying to introduce younger children, their parents, guidance counselors, to what these jobs are, because these are things I learn every day, even working in the community through immersion. I'm still learning of new jobs, new job titles, new career, skill sets that I hadn't heard of before. So it's really trying to make people aware. This week, later Thursday, December 4th, from 6 to 8, we're having an open house at both of our career centers. We're encouraging people in the community to come out and find out a little bit more about what we offer and what we do. But I really think it has to be a very comprehensive effort on all of our parts, whether it's through the Alliance or as a community, to introduce people to what the careers are that are out there right here in our own county. I think people often think of, you know, the jobs that they saw growing up, and we're not even really aware of the things. Multi-craft technician has come up more times in the last 6 months to me, and I'd never heard of that job before. And I come from a manufacturing family. I worked in a factory going to college. So this is a term that's kind of relatively new, but it's all about, as Ron mentioned, installation, maintenance, taking care of those robotic pieces that are now in our factories.
Right. And Bob, as we wind up this morning, and listeners, you're going to be hearing a lot more at this time spot about workforce development as this collaborative effort moves forward. But one of the key components is not only the educators, is not only the students in the Alliance, but it is our businesses that We're seeking their input now to help identify the direction that our educators should take. So how are we going to work toward that effort?
Well, I mean, I think this is going to take a many-prong approach here, a multiple-prong approach, I guess, the way to say it. We're going to need people, parents, to understand where society is kind of moving with advanced manufacturing and understanding that while there's a lot of studies out there that say, I know the Lumina Foundation, for example, said 70% of our jobs by 2025 are going to need some post-secondary education to be able to have the skills, and then these students acquire the skills to be able to go in and do these advanced manufacturing type jobs, as well as a host of other. I mean, there's healthcare jobs. There's still a lot of others, but you know, Fairfield County is a kind of a manufacturing county. That's where we've kind of put our emphasis in trying to build and manufacturing are good paying jobs. They're about 50 to 60% above minimum wage on average of employment. So they're good paying jobs. I've heard people coming out of these programs making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year in some of these CNC programs and welding and things. So. But it's going to take parents understanding this, getting to children early, understanding that manufacturing is a good job. It's a good livable wage job. And that is a hurdle that is a tough thing to get over. People saw in the, you know, 2006, 7, 8, 9, all these jobs, all these manufacturing jobs going overseas, and they don't think they're going to be around very long. So we've got to get over that and then get them into the right training programs and get our facilities up to snuff here and get everybody at these training facilities up to meeting the needs of the employees and employees and employers. So then that's the match going on between Jobs and Family Services, bringing the employer together with the employee. So there's a whole host of things that happen here to get a child ready to enter into the workforce and things. And everybody at this table is in this committee is going to have a responsibility to help bring that about.
Right. And I would certainly agree. And listeners, you can't see everybody who is listening here in the studio this morning in the affirmative, the head shake. All the comments are so positive moving forward that we're all looking for jobs to be created and stay in Fairfield County, and that is going to be so much aided by a stronger workforce. So this committee is working toward that end in beginning stages. I would say, listeners, if you have any comments, things you want to add, questions you have, please do reach out to our department at Economic Development in Fairfield County. The number is 740-652-7160 to share your thoughts. We're certainly welcome to the businesses who are listening and anybody else that has strong feelings about workforce development. We'd like your input on this. So this morning, we'd like to thank Bob Clark, Ron Cullums from OUL, and Kelly Fuller from Eastland Fairfield. And you will be hearing more on workforce development. So for now, be sure to tune in the same time next week where the advantage we talk about might be yours.